Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Kif inġarbu unaddu minn niket u loġiħ ta' qalb li inkunu għaddejjin minnu meta nitilfu lil xi ħadd għażiż tagħna fost il-kriżi tas-saħħa globali li għaddejjin minnha bħalissa, iwassal għal aktar niket meta ma inkunux nistgħu nagħtu l-aħħar tislima kif jixraq lil leżiż tagħna minħabba r-restrizzjonijiet tal-COVID-19. Qatt ma kien aktar diffiċli minn dawn iż-żminijiet li tagħti l-aħħar tislima lil xi ħadd tażiż għalik li jħallina f'dawn iż-żminijiet. Sara Godfrey minn Griefline li hija psikoloġista klinikali tgħid li xi ftit jewwis kulħadd huwa imħasseb u mifxul minn dak li jkun għaddej minnu u kif wieħed jissapportja lill-ieħor.
Everyone's a little bit lost. Where do we put these feelings? How do we support each other? How do we nurture ourselves and our families and friends through grief when everything we normally would do and have known and been taught to do has stopped?
Il-linja ta' telefon Griefline qed tesperjenza numru kbir ta' telefonati minn individwi li tilfu lil xi ħadd tażiż tagħhom u qed isibuha diffiċli li jagħmlu sens minn din it-telfa waqt li għaddejjin mir-restrizzjonijiet tal-COVID-19 fl-Awstralja.
It's actually quite isolating and it doesn't have the warmth and the empathy that we need when we're suffering grief and loss. And all of a sudden, we're being asked to mourn in a very, very different way that feels alien and in a lot of ways doesn't feel respectful to the person that's passed.
Invoker tmexxi servizzi ta' funerali mal-Awstralja kollha kif ukoll New Zealand u Singapore. Il-manager eżekuttiv tal-funerali fl-Awstralja, Lynn Gallucci, tgħid li r-restrizzjonijiet tal-fruntieri ifissru li membri mill-qrib ta' familji kultant ma jkunux jistgħu jattendu fiżikament għas-servizz tal-funeral. Għalhekk id-djar tal-funerali jridu jaraw kif joħolqu ambjent għal leżiż tal-mejjet jew mejta biex b'xi mod ikunu preżenti b'mod differenti.
Sometimes that can be by floral tributes. And we had this Asian family in Melbourne. They asked all of the people that would normally come to send a yellow rose with their name on it. And when I looked through the chapel, what I could see was 80 to 100 seats that normally people would have been sitting on. But the family, the 10 people from the family, could see that there were yellow roses representing all of the members of their community that were thinking about them. And
għal dawk li ikollhom jaqsmu il-frontieri minn stat għall-ieħor ikun hemm dewmin fl-ivvjaġġar minħabba r-restrizzjonijiet tal-ivvjaġġar kaġun tal-miżuri biex ikun ikkontrollat il-virus u dan ħafna drabi iżid is-sens ta' niket u ġieħ ta' qalb.
The hardest thing for families in this situation where they may not have seen their loved one for a long time, and that might be because they haven't been able to travel from interstate or they've been in a lockdown situation in an aged or nursing care, and unfortunately the first time they see their loved one is in that viewing or at the funeral, and that has been very challenging for the families.
Godfrey tgħid li waqt li ma nistgħux nikkontrollaw ir-restrizzjonijiet jew l-eluq tal-fruntieri, nistgħu minflok nikkonċentraw fuq dak li nistgħu nagħmlu meta xi ħadd għażiż tagħna ikun qed imut jew meta ma nkunux nistgħu nattendu fiżikament għal funeral.
So instead of focusing on the limits I have, it's time to really think of, well, what is in within my control? How much can I do? How close can I get? What does close mean? Does it have to mean I'm sitting by their bed, or can I get someone to take an iPad in? I'll just sit with them on screen.
Il-prattika kulturali ta' kif jisir funeral kellha tinbidel ukoll skont restrizzjonijiet tal-COVID-19 fi stati u territorji differenti. Dr. Bianca Brinat, antropologista medika u direttur tal-gerontologija fl-Istitut ta' Riċerka l-Anzjanità Nazzjonali, tgħid li b'mod partikolari dan huwa inkwetanti ħafna għal familji minn sfond kulturali u lingwistiku divers, billi l-funerali ħafna drabi huma parti mill-mixjata din il-ħajja għal ħajja l-oħra.
And it's an opportunity for communities to come together, families to come together, and to give each other support to commemorate the person who's deceased and to create a sense of identity around their culture, the community, and the person who's passed away.
Kallu ċċitajt li s-servizzi tal-funerali kellhom jonqsu fin-numru ta' nies li jistgħu jattendu. Ħafna drabi joffru ħinijiet differenti lill-gruppi żgħar biex jaraw il-persuna li tkun ħallit id-dinja. Dr. Brinat tosserva li familji ġejjin minn pajjiżi bogħod mill-Awstralja fejn qatt għandhom il-familji tagħhom jgħixu jiddependu mill-medja soċjali biex jaraw il-funerali jew ikunu mal-persuna għażiża tagħhom fl-aħħar ta' ħajjita. Din hija sitwazzjoni diffikultuża ħafna.
Many migrants and many called communities are part of transnational families. Many of them are witnessing grief at a distance. So they might have relatives who are older people or maybe older people themselves. There is a health crisis across the border, whereas in the past you might have dropped everything and gone to be with that particular family member or friend to give them support. That's no longer possible. So that certainly becomes very difficult.
Gallucci tgħid li waqt li streaming tal-funeral mhix xi ħaġa ġdida fil-funerali qed issir aktar interattiva f'dinja mill-quta mill-COVID-19.
We had people officiating from different countries, and so the interactive live streaming, like a webinar, people aren't going to have the same opportunities to be physically located together. And so the use of digital capability, be it Facebook or be it the live streaming, other social platforms, but for them to be engaged, not just watching, for them to actually be able to deliver a eulogy or be part of the officiated ceremony.
Sara Godfrey tistenna li l-konnessjoni digitali u it-telf tal-konnessjoni umana fejn in-nies raba u ħbib tal-mejjet jew mejta s-soltu jinġabru flimkien u jgħaddu mill-proċess ta' niketu it-telfa flimkien ifarġu lil xulxin se jittardja r-respons tas-sens tat-telfa u l-vistu waqt li dawn in-nies stess għandhom quddiemhom fatturi inkwetanti kaġun tal-coronavirus. U dawk li tilfu lil xi ħadd din is-sena x'aktar x'jintlaqtu aktar tard mit-telfa li ġarbu meta jerġgħu lura fil-komunità mal-familji u l-ħbib tagħhom.
If you have experienced loss in 2020, probably the impact of it isn't really going to hit until you're back out in the community with friends and family, and the process will really start then.
Ija tinkoraġġixxi lil dawk li tilfu lil xi ħadd għażiż tagħhom f'dan iż-żmien biex jagħtu ċ-ċans lilhom infushom li jgħaddu mill-proċess tat-telfa iħossuhom kif iħossuhom u ma jkunux ħarxa magħhom infushom.
This is a very strange time to experience this, and there is no one way that will fit everyone. Your best thing is to grieve your way. Find how it will work with you. Give yourself permission to change the rules a little if you need, knowing that there will be a time this stops and you will be able to be with family again and you will be able to follow traditions and celebrate the life and the passing of someone very close to you in the ways that you normally would.
U jekk taf lil xi ħadd li tilef lil xi ħadd għażiż tiegħu, Godfrey tinkoraġġixxi lil kulħadd biex ma ninsewhomx u nippruvaw nikkuntattihom b'xi mod mingħajr ma nibżgħu li ngħidulhom xi ħaġa, xi kelma li tweġġagħhom aktar. Hija tgħid li l-għar huwa meta persuna tkun weħida waqt li tkun għaddejja minn niket bħal dan.
Be creative, be brave, don't shy away because you feel awkward or you don't know what to say. Loneliness is really hard when you're grieving. The worst thing to do is to become absent in people's lives because you're feeling you don't know what to say. No one asks you to do it right. Just make some contact in some way. There's some beautiful ideas. People have dropped off flowers, card in a letterbox or food packages at gate and rung and let them know that there's something there for them.
Għal pariri b'xejn dwar it-telfa ta' xi ħadd għażiż għalik tista' ċempel Griefline. Biex issib l-aħjar numru li jkollok bżonn fl-istat jew territorju fejn toqgħod żur il-website www.griefline.org.au. Tista' ċempel ukoll Beyond Blue għal support emozjonali fuq in-numru 1300 22 46 36. jekk ikollok bżonn għajnuna fil-lingwa tiegħek tista' ċempel ukoll it-Translating and Interpreting Service fuq in-numru 1-3-1-4-5-0.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.